The Parable of the Dishonest Manager, chapter 16 of Luke. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Can you give me an accounting of your management? Because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, 'How much do you owe?' He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonored manager because he had acted shrewdly, for the children of their age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into their eternal homes.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this crafty manager being fired by the owner. Such shady business practice wouldn't pass today's auditors either. The manager would be had up in no time for cooking the books or tax evasion or something. But this crafty manager is praised by Jesus in this parable. His initiative and foresight and enterprising action, they're all praised. His dedication in achieving and securing his own future goals are praised. This is quite confusing on first reading, but it perhaps makes some sense to us today. We are here looking after this planet, looking after its resources, looking after our own lives, looking after the lives of others. All of these were given us. All of these we look after on account of the Master who has shared them all, shared the gift of life with us. So we too perhaps should take some hints from what is happening here. Using this story, which appears only in Luke, Jesus is showing his disciples that resourcefulness in God's business needs to be as strong and influential as the businessmen in their own affairs. The people of Jesus' time needed a challenge to use their own initiative and dedication and self-interest to get going on worthwhile causes that Jesus had presented them with. And not a great deal has changed today. We still have challenges among us in our world today. Perhaps if all the 7 billion people inhabiting our planet, if one day each one of us just reduced pollution by a slight amount, or refrained from exploiting other people or other resources to a small degree, there would be a massive change in our world's problem with pollution. Somehow we have to use the same enterprising planning and cunning that this crafty manager is praised for. How we go about it will be different for each one of us in the circumstances in which we live, but How cunning can we get? How shrewd can we be? What resourcefulness can we put to play in the face of the many tragedies in our world today and our ever-growing problem of pollution?